Romney, Santorum, Paul, and Gingrich still all in, but no clear win. Mitt takes Ohio by a hair and five other states. Gingrich takes Georgia, and Santorum can bag three more states. Paul still stateless. On this post-Super Tuesday, Wednesday, March 7th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Super Tuesday is behind us. TGI Wednesday, I think. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
All the primary coverage on this Wednesday morning, and that's what you're talking about.
Hi, this is Bob Rosen from Brooklyn, New York. I'm 79 years old, and my first excitement for voting was when Dwight Eisenhower was running for president. And I thought that a real American icon as a leader of our country would make our country very proud.
You like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike.
For president,
hang out the banner.
You're talking politics down through history. We're asking who motivated you as a candidate and what sort of campaign song did you love the most? We're putting together a playlist for today's show. What do you think? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your suggestions, but let's go right to the morning's top headlines.
Super Tuesday has come and gone, and when all the results were in early this morning, there were still splits in the GOP presidential race. Mitt Romney took his home state of Massachusetts, nearby Vermont, Virginia, Idaho, Alaska, and the big one, Ohio, but it was neck and neck with Rick Santorum in the Buckeye State until the very end. Romney spoke to supporters in Boston.
We're counting up the delegates for the convention, and it looks good, and we're counting down the days until November, and that looks even better.
Santorum pulled Tennessee, Oklahoma, and North Dakota into his column, splitting some delegates off from Romney as well. Santorum watched the results at a Super Tuesday gathering in Ohio's Steubenville High School.
We're going to get at least a couple of gold medals and a whole passel full of silver medals.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich won big in his one-time home state of Georgia. He's looking forward to polling well next week in the Alabama and Mississippi primaries. Only Texas Congressman Ron Paul came away with no wins. He'd been hoping to pick up at least Idaho and Alaska.
The attention was on the presidential race in Ohio, but there was another contest there. Eight-term Congressman Dennis Kucinich and many-time presidential candidate lost a Democratic primary to a former close ally, 15-term Congressman Marcy Kaptur. The two arrived at this face-off under a new Republican drawn-up congressional map. Kaptur now goes up against the winner of the Republican primary, Samuel Wurzelbacher, who, of course, is Joe the Plumber during the 2008 presidential race. Vows of retaliation from Anonymous and its hacker supporters after criminal charges were unsealed against two alleged hackers in this country and four others in Europe, the first major U.S. attack against that hacker group. The FBI built its case with the help of a legendary hacker named Sabu. He was nabbed in June working out of his apartment in a lower Manhattan public housing complex. Authorities say, FBI actually, sources say, the inside information has already helped prevent more than 300 computer-based attacks.
France's foreign minister is throwing some cold water on hopes that Iran is serious about international talks over its nuclear program. The U.S. and its allies announced the new negotiations as Israel presses for possible military action. But Alain Juppé says he's a bit skeptical that things will be any different this time around, and the time and place for those talks have yet to be set. The Indianapolis Colts have called a new news conference today. The betting is they'll announce they're releasing star quarterback Peyton Manning. A damaged nerve required neck surgery and kept him out of action all last year. The Colts are expected to release the four-time MVP and Super Bowl winner rather than pay him a $28 million bonus. That would make Manning a free agent.
No Super Tuesday yesterday for investors. Asian markets are down this morning. European markets are up. Futures are up for Wall Street after a dreadful yesterday. The Dow starts at 12,759, the S&P at 1343, and the NASDAQ opens at 2589. What song would you put to the 2012 election? Lyndon had this. Lyndon made that suggestion of Tears for Fears, a little flashback from the 80s there. Everybody wants to rule the world. By calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, posting on Facebook, going to thetakeaway.org. Coming up next, we'll discuss the winners and losers from Super Tuesday with Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick and Dave Weigel, state political reporter and Slate political reporter and MSNBC contributor.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.